is Salt Pond Plaza, revised site plan, roads 357 and 360.
Gentlemen, this is a revised site plan. Bear with me.
Envelopes get bigger than that.
For the record, I've passed down copies of the site plan. This is a revised site plan for three retail buildings. The previously approved plan was for a 48,775 square foot Harris Teeter grocery store, a 12,350 square foot Rite Aid pharmacy, and a 3,800 square foot bank. The revised plan is for a 5,847 square foot building and a 6,497 square foot building where the pharmacy was previously located, and a 5,537 square foot building where the bank was proposed. Setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning code. The parking design is similar to the previously approved plan. The revised plan results in an increase of 1,731 square feet. A revised landscape plan has been submitted, and more plantings are proposed than the original plan as a result of negotiations with the Salt Pond residents. If preliminary approval is granted, final approval could be subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals.
How's the increase in the square footage affecting us here, Council, or Lawrence?
It's a revised site plan. It's an RPC. We had to bring it back. The parking complies.
Can we do that? Can we increase the square footage without going through a public hearing?
This is the site that set aside was for the purpose of the commercial area for the RPC, so it's all within the confines of the zone.
Okay.
The all district.
Right. Okay. And it doesn't exceed the maximum commercial?
No, yeah. It does not.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was getting at. It does not exceed the maximum commercial. It's just bigger than it was shown before.
Yeah, the buildings are just...
Buildings are bigger, but it still doesn't
buildings
exceed.
Are bigger.
Okay, all right.
We had a letter came in today on fax from the law offices of Robert Valahalla. Probably said that wrong.
About her.
He represents the board of directors for Salt Pond Homeowner Association. Makes reference to our agenda that the association was unaware of this matter. It had been scheduled for final plan approval until yesterday. Was surprised to learn that it had been so scheduled, since the easements needed from the Homeowner Association for the plan to be workable, as such plan is currently before the commission, has not yet been executed. Prior to the commission considering the application for final plan approval and granting any approval, final, conditional, or otherwise, please accept this letter as formal notification to the commission from the Homeowner Association that the developer of Salt Pond Plaza, as of today's date, has not yet obtained the easement needed from the Homeowner Association for the developer of Salt Pond Plaza to complete the proposed drainage work on the Homeowner Association properties, critical drainage expansion and capacity improvement work that is required by the Conservation District to be undertaken by the developer as part of the final plan for Salt Pond Plaza. Nor has the developer obtained the other easement needed from the HO, the Homeowner Association, for work required to be done under the plans currently before the commission for construction work on Bethany Loop. That's a street within Salt Pond, which is owned by the Homeowner Association, and for sidewalk improvements required by the Department of Transportation, also under the final plan of the Salt Pond Plaza development on land owned by the Homeowner Association along Fred Hudson Road.
But isn't the plan approved subject to all of that? In other words, if they can't get that stuff, they can't do it, so...
No, you can. I'm just putting that into the record because it just came in.
Yeah. I guess my question is that the plan can certainly be approved. The plan we have in front of us was approved before those...
It was approved previously, right?
Yeah, so there's no reason why you couldn't change it. They still have to get the easements before they do anything.
Well, what are they asking for, preliminary or final at this point?
They're asked for a revised preliminary, according to the letter.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see that being an issue, but I think they have to have the easements before they're final, though, right?
They already have preliminary approval, and they're asked for a revised preliminary.
Right, so they're not asking for a final now, anyway.
Mr. Chairman, regarding this application, in light of what I'm looking at is a faxed letter that, with the acknowledgement of both our director and our counsel, just came in today, I would like to defer this matter so that either the law office of Robert J. Vallejera or our planning and zoning counsel could contact each other, get us the answer to these questions, and act on this in the future. The letter did just come in this afternoon. And Mr. Chairman, regarding this revised site plan of Salt Pond Plaza, my motion is for deferral so our counselor can get answers to these issues and we can move forward.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on Salt Pond Plaza revised site plan on roads 357 and 360. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Dawn and Yuland Johnson, three lots and 50-foot right-of-way on road 241. Just a little interesting statistic for you, gentlemen. 9 of the 21 items on our agenda today are two or one lot on a right-of-way or easement.
I think it's been that way for a while.
If we could find a way...
Have staff do that?
We're going to discuss that.
While we're waiting, there's an ordinance that's floating around that I know Rick prepared and sent to me that I've looked at to address just that. So,
well,
the idea would be an ordinance amendment to the subdivision regulation, essentially allowing staff approval of subdivisions